Thank you, Pastor Henry, and let me greet one and all. I am very honored this afternoon to be with you today. I should have been in Fort Lauderdale today, but circumstances altered the case. Whether or not I was feeling good or bad, I would be here today. And so I want to thank God for you all. Let me greet Sister Barbara and all the sisters that are on and all those who are tuning in, Pastor Fiani, and I think I heard Brother Barker, those that are tuned in, he and his family. I just want to thank God for the opportunity. I was just saying to the Lord this morning that that night when he touched, when he knocked on my heart door and showed me the way, I am glad I did not resist it. And one of the things that caused me to know that, as the song says, somebody touched me. Yes. That thing happened when he touched me. Yes. That day after he touched me, and I went back to my friends to start the drinking, and when I drank the liquor, I have never tasted anything so bad in my life. That is when I know something happened to me. Uh-huh. And I did not question. I just go onward, because what I was looking for, I finally find it. He found me and gave me what money could not buy. And when I realized that, brethren, I make a pledge to God. And I said, Lord, even if I walk boy-bat, I don't know if you know what boy-bat means, but it's a term that we use in Jamaica. You are that poor that you put on two pants and your bottom still showing. That's how it is. And I said, Lord, even if I go to that point following you, I will not turn back, because something happened to me on that night. And so, sitting down here before you on this telephone this morning is not something that I had planned, but God saw this long before I was born. And he found me dying in my sin, and he lifted me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so I am very honored this morning. I give him all the glory. I take no praise. I take no credit for nothing, because I was absolutely nothing before God found me.
Yes.
Oh, I worship him. Oh, I adore him. Oh, I love God. I am not talking like everybody say they love God. I love my God because of what he has done for me. My desire this morning is that we will come to the place where we will know that the God who said, let there be, is the God we have today. He has not changed. His love never changed. His desire for man to be like him never changed, and it will not change. We, on the other side, must realize we were not put here by accident. We put here by choice. Before the foundation of the world, I, you, and every human being born in this world was in him before the world created. I don't know how it happened, but he saw him say, before the foundation of the world, when, in other words, we were in God when God stepped down and said, let there be. And after everything was put together, he said, now let us. Let us make man in our likeness and in our image. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so there is nothing that we start. Listen, brethren, let us go to this scripture, 1 Chronicles chapter 4. To be honest to you, this morning I was not planned to speak from 1 Chronicles 4. I was planning to preach from Romans chapter 6 about the sting. But as I come around the desk and open my book, that was what, and I started to pray, and the Lord said, this is what I want you to deal with.
Well, okay.
And I would like to speak to us today about the hand of God. The hand of God.
Yes.
In chapter 4 of 1 Chronicles, we just read. It says, and verse 10, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Father, we look to you as Jabez called upon you. I am calling upon you this morning to bless your word to our heart. Father, Jabez was born in an environment where his name means sorrow and pain. But he looked beyond all of the negative and recognized you even so this moment, Lord. For these few moments, your servant depend upon you that you will speak to us, that we will understand that once we are sealed by thee through our Lord Jesus Christ, your hand is with us to guide us. Bless your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Oh, bless you, Holy Name. Bless you, Holy Name. The scripture that I read, it says that Jabez was honorable more than his brethren. I don't want to go there. But Jabez prayed to God, as we know the scripture. And Jabez asked God to bless him. And it says, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me or destroy me. Brothers and sisters, we have to understand that the God who brought us into existence never failed yet to provide for his people. One of the things I am learning, and I have learned studying the Bible, that God is a God of plan, purpose, and design, and is specific about his business. As his children, most times we take God for granted. That God, in spite of his omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence, and his sovereignty, he knows everything. But God expects us that when we come to him to ask of anything, we must be precise. Here is Jabez's prayer to God. He asked him to enlarge his territory, and he asked him, and he said, Lord, bless me indeed. But I realize that when you are being blessed by God, people who don't used to see you or pay you any attention suddenly began to draw close to you because they see changes in your operation than what you used to be. And when the blessings of God is upon you, in other words, it's like people begin to see you more than what they used to see before. And so he asked God, while you are blessing me, let your hand guide me.
Yes.
You see the importance of it? He said, and enlarge my course, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from the evil.
Amen.
The hand of God. And let me just say this. Jabez means he brings pain, a perpetual reminder of the agony he caused during delivery. Yet, despite such a difficult entrance into this world, there was a divinely scripted plan for his life. Sovereignly orchestrated by God's glory and is good. With unwavering faith, Jabez placed his entire matter in the hand of God, and there are no more reliable or more capable and no more powerful hand than those of our sovereign God. God did not change Jabez's name, but he changed his future. Jabez prayed, Lord, don't let my label be my legacy. And Jabez called on the God of Israel. The hand of God, my brethren, will guide us. Jabez did not look at where he's coming from, but he changed his future. God might not change your situation. He might not, even though we are coming from a bleak background, but your background where you're coming from has nothing to do with your future. We have to get up and realize that we are more than what we were born for.
Yes.
Where you are born and where you live have nothing to do with your characteristic. When you hold on to God and you know God, God did not change Jabez's name, but he changed his future. How did that happen? Because the man recognized that there is a God. His ancestry come down from Abraham, and God blessed Abraham. And because of the Abrahamic covenant that God made with Abraham, that whosoever come into God through Jesus Christ, that covenant still remains to be for everyone who trusts in God. And so the man said, Lord, let thine hand guide me. Hallelujah.
Yes, in
this, the portion that I read, the other portion that I read from Isaiah 41, verse 10, the scripture says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Amen.
God's hand will guide every believer that commit yourself to God and pray specifically. Whatever you want God to do for you, tell him according to his word.
Yes.
Don't say, Lord, you know that I need this. Lord, you know this and you know that. Yes, he know it. But what would you? He called the blind man, Bartimaeus, blind. And he heard that Jesus was passing by. And he cried out, Lord, Son of David, help me.
Yes.
And he cried, and when Jesus heard it, he said, bring him to me. And when he come to the blind man, he said, what will you want me to do for you?
Yes.
That sounds ridiculous.
Yes.
That Jesus would look at the blind man and ask him, what will you want me to do?
Yes.
The blind man said, that I may see. It's not yes. like the man at the pool of Bethesda. Jesus asked the man, how long you have been here? And in telling Jesus said, would you like to be made whole? The man said, well, I have been here from this year, from the, and somebody come before me. Jesus said, would you like to be made whole? You understand yes. what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. That's the question.
We must be specific. But the blind man said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. This other man says, Jesus said, would you like to be made whole? Oh, there's nobody to put me into the river. And they come before me when the angel come, and we know the story well. Yeah, that's not the question I ask you. And this is our problem, brethren. We have to deal with God as we see God. Even though we might not see him in the physical, but instead by faith.
Yes.
Trust me, I create the sun. From the moment you see the sun and the morning and the evening come, you know there is a God behind the scene. So we be specific like Jabez. Jabez said, Lord, let your hand guide me while you're prospering me. Because yes. we have enemies out there who are looking to tear us down.
Yes.
Brethren, the life of a Christian is one of a battle.
Yes, it is. It is.
Don't think that because I am in the hand of God and everything is okay. Listen to me. Satan is going to do what he can to bring us down. But when the hand of God is guiding you, no devil in hell can stop you. Why do you think the church is alive today? You think Satan don't want to destroy us? No. Yes. But he can't touch what God don't give him the permission to touch. And so the writer here says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Not just the hand. The right hand of righteousness. In other words, he will lead you in everything that is right.
Yes. Brethren, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I come to the place today that I realize I cannot lose in this life.
Yes.
And I am not just embarking upon just the material things of life now. That is good. And God provided that. But I am saying to us today, like Jabez, ask God to bless you and enlarge your territory that we might reach more people for God. I come to realize, brethren, that if people is not seeing what we are presenting to them in our life, we are making God a liar.
Yes, yes. Yes.
People want, listen, when the world that we are reading in this book, when Jacob was heading towards his uncle, and when he just fell asleep, the yes. Bible said he had a vision and he see yes. angels going up and down a ladder.
Yes.
Earth and heaven, they were busy. Brethren, if we don't, the church don't get active, heaven will be not in action. when we are out here in the world and people see the blessings of God manifesting through us, they will criticize, they will come to find out, but something is happening. Whether one side might not believe it, but the other side will believe it. But once you are doing something for God, somebody will see it. And the world yes. will know our God is not dead.
Yes, yes.
Whatever it is we ask God, God said, my hand of righteousness will guide you.
Amen.
It means that he's dear with you, friend.
Yes. Yes.
Verse 11, it says, behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed. Did you realize that there are people today who still don't embrace the church as an entity of help and direction, light and power in this world? But one of these days, all those who are incensed about the Christian life and the Christian war, that's why God says, whether it is stormy days, sunny days, winter, summer, spring, or autumn, keep your eyes on God, and his hand will guide you through all this world and its confusion. Brethren, Jesus' word says, you are in the world, but do not live like the people of the world. Make yes. a difference. And that is what Jabez was talking about. In spite yes. of the environment that I am in, Lord, me not moving yes. from the environment, me am not yes. going to change, but you can change my future.
Amen. Amen.
You can change my future. And that is what the world is looking for. Because every man born in sin, every man yes. wallow in the mud. But God, wash out some of us, dress us up, let us go back out here and show them the real blessings of God in righteousness.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The blessings of God is not in money only and houses and land and cars and positions and possessions. No. The blessings of God rest in his righteousness. And when yeah. he blessed you, people will see. And this is what, listen. We not, Jesus did ask the scribes and the Pharisees and all of them. He said, unless you see, you don't believe. Thomas said, Lord, unless I see, yes. I will not believe.
Yes.
But Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen yet believe.
Yes.
You understand? What I'm trying to say, brethren, we are not living for God just to satisfy ourselves. Once God is blessing you, other people will see the manifestation of the true blessing of God and want to find out how you become that way.
Yes.
The first verse of the same chapter 9, verse 9 says, Jabez was more honorable than all his other brethren.
Yes.
How come this man becomes so honorable above everything? Why? Because of what he was doing. He does things differently from everybody else. And they were able to see that what he was doing is not even under the shade. It was something that was manifesting in goodness that they said, this man is more honorable
yes.
than all his brethren. Joseph also was hated by his brethren. They sold him as a slave. They was about to kill him. But the hand of God was guiding Joseph right through all of this. He himself didn't even know the plans of God, but he kept his integrity. And this is one of the things in the Christian life. No matter what happened to us, let us keep our integrity in God, because God has a plan, and one day his hand is going to guide us, and the world is going to be incensed. All the incensed will see and understand that, yes, truly, this God is real, and the life of the Christian is what we should have been following.
Yes.
Listen, brethren, I come to realize that maybe I don't have the popularity vote, but all who we may put in the White House, all who we may vote in, the truth remains. Sin is destructive to every human being. The Church of the Living God have the answer to the problem of humanity.
Amen.
Doctors cannot fix the problem that give us ill health. Ill health comes from a source of rebellion against God. Sin. And all that is going on in this world today, America, you name the nations of the world, the one common denominator that is affecting man, and it is one that little letter word, three letter word, S-I-N.
Yes.
And we know who have the remedy for the S-I-N? The Church.
Yes, yes.
Who is that remedy? Jesus.
Yes.
Where Jesus is, in me and you. And the day we allow the Holy Ghost to begin to manifest through us, it doesn't matter where we are. Wherever we live is a neighborhood of people that don't know Jesus. What do we do? Jabez said, God bless me and let your hand guide me and keep me from the evil. Because we are God's cultivated field. We are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good work.
Amen. 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 Thank you.
We have to value, the situation of being a Christian. Being a Christian, I realize, brethren, is not just putting on clothes and go to church and pay tithes and offering. It's just to be dressed and putting on the armor of God, that when you go there in a sporadic moment, you're not expecting that, but because you're under the anointing and the hand of God is guiding you, something pop up and the Holy Ghost said, do this. And you do it. And right here, everybody mouth whooping. I didn't know that you had that power. No, it's not me have the power, but I connected with one who have the power. So I speak on his behalf and he manifests himself. True. This is what the scripture is saying. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. Yeah. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish.
Yes.
Verse 12 says, thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that were against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. Brethren, let us not fight with the world, but let us ask God that his hand will guide me in everything that I do. At my workplace, Lord, let your hand guide me. Let somebody see me different than everybody else here. You're not showing off. Is that pride? We're not talking about a prideful manifestation now when we cockatoo and all this other stuff. We're not talking to people and we're not this and that. No, we're not talking about that. I'm talking about when you will put down where your dog or lift up somebody load and help them out and give them a kind word. And the Holy Ghost says, you see that person going down the street there with that bag in his hand? Go give him $10. Go give them $10. And you give the person, but Lord, you don't know the person, you figure $10. The Lord said, give him $10. Those are the little things that people will glorify God for.
Yes, yes.
when His hand is guiding us and the Holy Ghost is in us, and it still just wants to flex His muscles through us, but we are so timid. And we are so close to the world that we don't want to affect people by our light. Brethren, yes. If light is not effective in darkness, then we are in trouble.
Yes.
If light does not affect darkness, then we are in trouble.
Amen.
Jabez said, Lord, you take over my life. Even though it seems bleak and dark, but I'm depending on your light to shine through me. And God blessed the man, and they were able to see the blessing. Let me hurry on. Time is of essence. The scripture says, God blessed the man. The Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and say to you, do not fear, I will help you. God will help each and every one of us. In the same Isaiah 46, and verse 4. The Lord said, and even to your old age, I am he, and even the hoary ears will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear even, I will carry, and will deliver you. The Lord is saying to his people, verse 3 says, hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. So, God is so meticulous about his people. So meticulous about his people. And verse 8, and even to your old age, in other words, from before you're born, me know you. When you're born, me know you. When you're going to school, me carry you. Until you get home, I am still with you.
Yes.
God Almighty. You want anything? You want more protection than that in life?
Yes.
Well, believe me, brethren, we have a legacy that we is like the African people who have gold. I heard the story of a man who heard that gold was being sold in another city, and he sold his house to another man. And one day the man walked down a one stream that he might be in the house, and the man see a big stone and picked it up and didn't even know what it was. And a friend came and said to him, where did you get this? He said, only stream there. In other words, what I'm saying, the man who sold his house to buy something, because 10 years ago, gold over there, him have gold and silver and diamond and roller all around himself and didn't see it.
Yes.
Until somebody bought the place and realized it was a wealthy investment.
Yes.
We have a God who saw me before I was conceived, and while I was in the womb, in protecting, when he was born, he protected me and bring me. And he says, even to your old age, I am he, and even to the hoary, when you get gray, your gray head, will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry, and will be. And will deliver thee.
Amen.
Brethren, you can't fail with God.
No.
This is why we must call upon God in every aspect of our life.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you need, he said, his hands will provide. And let me read another scripture. You hear what God said in Isaiah 49. Isaiah 49, let's do it. You know what the Lord said? Verse 16. 15. So, we have verse 14 says, but Zion said, the Lord hath forgotten me, and my Lord hath forgotten. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Here is the response. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Verse 16, behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hand. Thy walls are continually before me. God said to Israel, I am not forsaking you. You are engraved in the palm of my hand.
Yes.
Even though people may forget their children, but I cannot forget you.
Mm-hmm.
Brethren, Paul said, I live, yet not I, but it's Christ that liveth in me.
Yes.
And the life I now live is not my life. I live it by the grace of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
Yes.
We are a people of great blessing. Let me hurry on. In Psalms 139.
Yes. Yes.
The psalmist David in verse 8 said, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there.
Yes.
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Listen, these are scriptures that is affirming the presence and the unfading power of the unfailing power of God to hold us wherever we are. The psalmist said, if I take the wings of the morning and go anywhere, God is there.
Yes, sir.
He's here, there, and everywhere because of his omnipotent, omniscient power. Once you are called by God, washed in the blood of his son, we are more than conquerors.
Yes.
We are made for more than what we think we are.
Yes.
Let me finish up. The Lord said in John in Psalms 110, verse 1, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make my enemies, your enemies, your footstool. The image of God's hand is symbolic, meaning power and compassion, strength and tenderness. God's hand has a wonderful ability to do any and all things in any and all times. Can I read that again? The Lord's hand is symbolic, meaning he has power and compassion, strength and tenderness. God's hand has a wonderful ability to do any and all things in and all times. in First Chronicles, and I close. First Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 12. Hear what it says. Behold, riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all, not some. God's hand, both riches and honor, come of thee. That is what David's prayer. And thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Brothers and sisters, every child of God that God put his hand on, we are more than what we can think we are because of God's unchanging hand with us. In Psalms 95 and verse 4, it says, in his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. God hand is never short. Ecclesiastes 2 and verse 24 says, a person can do nothing better than to eat and drink and to find satisfaction in their own toil. This too I see is from the hand of God. Everything we do here on earth, it comes from the hand of God. 64 of Isaiah and verse 8 says, yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand.
Yes.
We are God's workmanship. And today I am encouraging us, in spite of all that is going on, remember, the hand of God is with us. And we are made for more than what we were born in. God will elevate every man who will trust his hand to guide you through. No matter what storm may be blowing, no matter what trouble we may face, the hand of God will guide you through, and no weapon formed against us will ever prosper because we pray and God heard and delivered. I encourage us today, in spite of all that is going on, let's always remember the hand of God is with us in righteousness. Father, we thank you. We bless you, we honor you, because you never fail to do what you say you will do. You honor your word above your name. And whatever you say, Lord God, it will come to pass. We on the receiving end of your word must act by faith. For you said, without faith, it is impossible to please you. And so, Father God, as we take the page from the book of your servant, Jabez, whose name means sorrow and pain, that did not prevent him from being successful among his brethren. We too, Lord God, like Jabez, can manifest the glory and the blessings of God among many people. Because, Lord, it's not every man on earth know who you are. But we who know who you are, like Abraham. He was born in a paganistic land. He was in the very center of idolatry, but somehow his heart was not there. And you came and you took him out and you blessed him. And through him, the world today is blessed through Abraham, because you make a covenant with him and he kept his side. You did not fail to bless according to your word. So bless us today, Lord, especially those of us who listen to this word today. May we always remember to be specific in our prayers before you, because your hand is already there to guide us into what we would do. Have your way with us. Continue to bless this ministry. And Father, you know the cry of our heart is to find a place. And today, Lord God and Father, we just ask your blessing upon us who are listening through this media. We are asking your blessing upon us that even through this week and onward, we will approach you differently, knowing that your hand is with us. Have your way now and bless, as we say, Psalms, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.